Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is George Clooney's latest project. It's called The Monuments Men.
I saw several older gentlemen wearing veterans' ball caps in the audience, but I have to tell you, this is not Schindler's List or in no way resembles Private Ryan.
Well, this is a kind of an old-fashioned war movie set in World War II, but it's about the men who tried to save stolen art from the Nazis. These are curators. These are not soldiers. These are art experts who go in and sacrifice a lot in order to try to save those priceless artifacts. And this is a movie of tremendous good intentions. It's respectful, it's reverent, it's well produced, and it's also dull.
So dull. And I felt the cutesy tone was wrong. The film's purpose was to elevate these men who risked their lives, but instead they tried to humorously show them as inept, like Keystone Cops trying to be soldiers.
It was so well intentioned, but I just thought, as you said, that the tone was just off. This should have been riveting. It should have been exciting. And instead, it was just, it's another movie.
Good history lesson, but the comic tone was off-putting. I thought Cate Blanchett was the only actor in the film that really seemed authentic.
And this is a great cast. I mean, you have George Clooney, you have Matt Damon, John Goodman, Jean Dujardin, and, you know, a lot of really good people, but unfortunately the material just doesn't help them.
Absolutely not. And the music was wrong. It was like a Broadway musical.
I hadn't even noticed that because I was more concentrating on trying to figure out why this movie just didn't quite work. But unfortunately, it did not.
Right.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.